Welcome to Lugano Pico's Sunday Online Church on the 13th of December 2020. I'm Irung Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Mark is going to read the Bible and Lori to lead prayers for others. Remember, if you like our online service video, hit the like button and subscribe our channel to get notified every time the channel uploads a new video. And if you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. Today we join with the Christians around the world to light the candles. The Advent season encourages us to be joyful always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will, promised to us in Jesus Christ. We light three candles today. The first candle is called the hope, and it reminds that God's promises are true. The second candle is called the peace. God's gentle, loving peace for our lives. The third candle is called the joy because of God's absolute presence in our lives. And today I'm going to hang joy, the theme of the third Advent, on the wall. Let us watch God in prayer. Dear God, as we are on our Advent pilgrimage, grant us the courage to hope. Hope for your presence, hope for your peace, hope for your promise. Dear God, as we journey down this Advent road, grant us the courage to make peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our communities. Dear God, in the height of our Advent walk, grant us the courage to experience joy. Joy in the face of apathy, joy in the face of sorrow, joy in the face of uncertainty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing, hymn, or listen to the first songs, Joy to the World and Away in a Manger.
Every heart prepare Him room and heaven. Today's Bible reading comes from Luke chapter 1. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfil his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Amen.
The words for today are joy and rejoice. In today's text, we are reminded of the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness can be fleeting, for example, having your favorite food for supper. Whereas joy is much deeper, more important to you, and joy cannot be taken away. Joy is knowing that your parents, your partner, or your children love you and will take care of you always. Joy is knowing that you love your parents, your partner, or your children and will do all sort of things to love them back. Joy is knowing that God is in charge of the world and is taking care of it, even when things are going all wrong. The song in today's text is all about Mary's joy. Mary is not a safe and happy situation. She's an unwed teenage mother to be. But she is full of joy because she is doing something huge for God. God has trusted her to be the mother of Jesus. God didn't say she's just a girl, but God took Mary seriously, trusted her, and put her to work. Today's scripture reminds us of God's choice of small and insignificant people and places for the big and exciting tasks. We may often feel small and insignificant and overlooked, but this offers hope. Today's message can remind us not to look down on those who wear poorer clothes, have less money, less gifted, or those who are less anything than we are. It can also remind all of us that being the biggest, the best, or the most is not God's main goal for our lives. Christmas is coming, only 12 days away. We gather on this third Sunday of Advent with anticipation. Something wonderful is about to happen, and we are going to be part of it. To rediscover the joy of Christmas, we must realize that joy is a gift to us from God who loves us. We cannot earn joy. We cannot follow step-by-step instructions and arrive at joy. Joy is a gift, and is celebrated as a gift. Oftentimes in our lives, we experience joy at unexpected times and in unexpected places. Our God is a God of great surprises. God's ways are different from our ways. We live in an age where research and opinion polls are conducted frequently, and we know what other people think about the many issues that we may face. When we have a decision to make, we would like to think that we have thought through the decision very carefully. Before we purchase anything, we like to look up the product in consumer reports or reviews. God is not like that. God sees what we cannot see. God is full of surprises. God's way of doing things is different from our ways. The Old Testament prophet Micah predicted that God's promised leader will not come from a big famous city, but from Bethlehem, the littlest town in one of the smallest tribes in the Jewish nation. Perhaps the people Micah told this were amused at the thought that God would choose lowly Bethlehem. Why would God choose Bethlehem? It was an unlikely choice. Bethlehem was just a small, grubby little town in the middle of a dry and barren desert. To get to Bethlehem, people had to travel through the desert. The people of Bethlehem weren't the most friendly people on earth either. They looked on their neighbors with suspicion and on strangers with hatred. You might have thought that God would have chosen one of the more popular towns or cities to bring the Messiah into the world. By earthly standards, Bethlehem wasn't much of a town. But the Messiah would be born in this unlikely little town. God's ways are not always the way we would do things. Our God is full of surprises. John the Baptist's parents were Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were past the childbearing age. They were unable to have any children. Zechariah was a priest who spent most of his time in the temple. Luke informs us that they were both good people who lived their lives obeying God's laws. One day, while taking his turn in the temple, an angel appeared to old Zechariah. The angel told him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son." The angel told overwhelmed Zechariah to name the boy John and told him that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit. John's task would be to bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. Zechariah protested, saying that he and his wife were too old. But the angel sent by God was telling him the truth. Zechariah left the temple unable to speak. There were people outside the temple waiting for Zechariah to come out. When he came out, the people immediately realized that the old priest had seen a vision. He was speechless. He tried to communicate by making signs with his hands. Everything happened just as the angel said it would. Elizabeth became pregnant. She was so filled with joy that she sang out, "Now at last the Lord has helped me. The Lord has done this for me," she said. You might have thought that God would have chosen someone else instead of Elizabeth and Zechariah to be the parents of John the Baptist, who would prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. God might have chosen a younger, more energetic couple instead. God is full of surprises. God's way is not necessarily the way we would do things. 6 months later, the angel Gabriel paid a visit on a young girl named Mary. Mary was maybe about 15 years old. Mary was engaged to the village carpenter named Joseph. The angel spoke to Mary, "The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Then the angel told Mary that she would bear a son and his name would be Jesus. And they said, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." To convince Mary that Gabriel told her about her relative Elizabeth. "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her 6th month." perhaps the most amazing thing about this encounter with an angel was that Mary believed without question. She simply replied, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary placed her trust in God. The wedding plans were put on hold as Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth in the hill country somewhere. We don't know exactly where Zechariah and Elizabeth lived. Luke just tells us that it was a town in the hill country of Judea. When Mary entered the house, the baby within Elizabeth jumped with joy. At that moment, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and saw Mary for who she really was, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. Elizabeth was moved to sing a song of praise. In verse 43, why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, was the first person to identify Mary as the mother of the Messiah. Caught up in the spirit of the moment, Mary began to sing her song of praise. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. There are times in our lives when we are so happy, we cannot find the right words to describe what we are feeling. At those times, all we can do is sing songs of praise. This is what happened to Mary. She was so happy that God had chosen her, Mary, was a woman of great faith. She believed the most incredible story because she loved and trusted God. In Mary's song of praise, we hear themes that would later become part of Jesus' kingdom teachings. Mary sang about God who scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts, who brought down the rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble and sent the rich away with empty hands. It was truly a spirit-filled moment for Mary and Elizabeth. These two unlikely women were able to perceive the wonderful thing that was about to happen to them, as well as all future generations. Can you imagine the surprise as each woman heard the story of the other's encounter with an angel? Both Mary and Elizabeth were with child. Everything happened just like the angel said it would. The whole thing must have seemed incredible to them. No one would ever have believed their story. Remember how Joseph had such a difficult time believing Mary's story. Each woman knew in her heart the story of the other was true. God had chosen both of them for a special purpose. Why would God choose Mary to be the mother of Jesus the Christ? She was so young, and besides, she was not even married yet. She certainly was not from one of the wealthy families of Nazareth. She was a poor girl living in a rural village in an occupied country. Everyone around her discounted her, but God didn't. This gives everyone else who feels like nobody the assurance that God values them too. God has work and a plan for them. They have to be ready to do it. In fact, we don't even know the names of Mary's mother and father. Nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about Mary's parents. Mary's family probably was not even famous was not any different than all the other families in Nazareth. Nothing stood out as special about them. That is why there is no mention of them in the Bible. Remember some of the insignificant people God chose, such as Miriam, who advised the princess on the care of her brother. David, the youngest brother who became king. Esther, the pretty teenager who saved her people from a ruthless oppressor. And the scruffy bunch Jesus chose as his friends and disciples. But God saw something special in Mary that perhaps no one else ever saw or realized. Mary was an unlikely choice to many people, but not to God. Remember that God's ways are not always our ways. Our God is full of surprises. Mary stayed with her cousin Elizabeth for 3 months and then returned to home. When Mary returned to home, she was a different person than when she had left Nazareth. No doubt her family must have noticed the difference in her. And Elizabeth was a different woman also. She was about to have a baby who would prepare the people for the coming of the long, long-awaited Messiah. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Both women were changed as a result of their divine encounter. Today's gospel reminds us that God is attracted to the poor and the dispossessed. Two women, people on the margins, greet one another. Jesus was born in a stable, not in a palace. God changes the world through ordinary people like you and me. God often surprises us in ways we cannot even imagine. God is full of surprises. That's the miracle of Christmas. And today's gospel also reminds us that joy is a gift to us from the God who loves us. We cannot enjoy, we cannot follow step-by-step instructions and arrive at joy. Joy is a gift and is celebrated as a gift as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. In this Advent season, let us be joyful always to pray continually and to give thanks in all circumstances, because that is God's will for us to do in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us continue with God by singing, hymning, or listening to the second song, Tell Out My Soul.
Hello, my name is Laurie. Let's talk to God. Dear God, a space capsule with subsurface samples from an asteroid completes its 6-year, 5 billion kilometre journey and lands in Australia. Your creation is enormous. Dear God, we enjoy the remarkable complexity of flowers in bloom. Your creation is beautiful. Dear God, a man and a woman produce a newborn baby and unconsciously join with you in the very act of creation. Dear God, we see hatred and greed. We see sickness and death. We see your creation suffering. We ask that you would forgive us for anything that we have contributed towards this situation. Dear God, 2020 has been a year like no other that we can remember. Things that we have often taken for granted, such as good health, freedom of movement, or secure employment, have disappeared for many. There is much fear and uncertainty in the world. Dear God, as we approach Christmas, we are once again reminded that you have come to us both collectively and individually. You invite us to open our hearts and our lives to you. Please help us to respond to your love this Christmas. Dear God, we think of family, of friends, of neighbours, of situations that are on our heart. And we ask that you will meet each person involved at their point of need. Dear God, we see answers to prayer and say thank you. Dear God, Christmas reminds us that we are not alone, that we are not just a random and meaningless collection of atoms. Christmas reminds us that in spite of all our failings and shortcomings, that we are known personally by name and that we are loved. Dear God, as we approach the end of 2020, may we each experience afresh, or perhaps for the first time, the mystery that is Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Among LPS members, there were several birthdays during this week. Ted on the 7th, Julie on the 8th, and Rose on the 10th, June on the 11th, and Susan on the 13th, which is today. So happy birthday, Ted, Julie, Rose, June, and Susan. To attend Sunday service at 10:15 a.m., everyone needs to register with the Barrel Bull via phones or email. And also everyone needs to follow COVID-19 safety action at the church. Christmas is coming. Christmas service is held at 8:30 a.m. Then after Christmas, from Sunday 27th of December to 24th of January, of course 2021, so-called Summer Church, our Sunday gatherings will be a relaxed, informal format with a different theme for each Sunday, such as movie day, my favorite hymns to be shared, and my favorite Christian gospel songs, and Bible trivia, and etc. For your information, online service won't be provided during this period due to complicated copyright issues, but we'll be back from the last Sunday, 31st of January 2021. This is blessing. May the light of this Advent season shine in your hearts, on your path, and beckon you to God's love and service to the world. Go in peace. May the God of peace go with you. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online service, and thank you for all those people who took part of this online church. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries.